Thank you for holding. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Morgan, this is Carol Cox. I just got off the phone with, I guess it was Ray, and I keep getting these recurring charges on my Discover card, and I didn't know what they were, and the charges were $49.97 for... when I picked up on it was for this month's bill, and I went and got my last month's charges, and there was one on there for that, and Trey said it's been reoccurring since June 23rd of 2021, and I need to have these canceled, if at all possible. Otherwise, I'm going to go with the Discover People's fraud line and report all this. Trey said that all he was allowed to do was to give a full refund on the $49.97 charge on the Discover bill for the charge was $101.22. So I'd like to see if you all can reverse all these charges, or do I need to go with my fraud department at the credit card company?
Yes, what is your first and last name?
First name's Carol, C-A-R-O-L. Last name is Cox, C-O-X.
And what was your mailing address?
140, the word 3, T-H-R-E-E.
No, your mailing address, your shipping address?
It's the same.
Your shipping
address. 3 Oak Lane. 140, 3 Oak Lane, Conway, South Carolina, 29526.
Yes, and I do see there was a... subscription that was started for our online store when there was a order that was placed for a post.
I never did a subscription for $49.97 a month. I would have never done that.
Yes, and this would have started when there was an order placed for a post oximeter. Do you recall placing that order?
I do, and I paid for it.
Yes, so whenever you place the order for the pulse oximeter, that's a monthly subscription. That's stated in the terms.
See, they didn't tell you that. Didn't tell me that.
It's stated in the terms and conditions whenever you place the order. You also would have had to agree that you read and understood those terms and conditions.
No, I did not. That's fraud.
That's the only way you could have placed the order is if you would have agreed to the terms and conditions.
Well, if I did, I didn't know what I was doing. So
yes,
how about that?
So we apologize the terms and conditions were overlooked, but you would have had to state that, or you would have had to agree that you read and understood those before any orders could be placed. We could have this account canceled and we can offer a refund on the last charge, but that's a valid charge. Could you place the order and agree to those terms and conditions?
That's fraud.
It wouldn't be fraud because you agreed to those terms and conditions when you placed the order.
Yeah, well, it didn't say that on there, because if it did, I would have never done it.
Yes, that's stated on the website whenever you placed the order. Again, you would have had to agree that you read and understood that before you could have even proceeded.
That was through CVS, as a matter of fact.
Yes, and if you did like a survey for CVS, you would still have to agree to those terms and conditions.
You need to... make sure it's canceled, and I'm going to call the Discover people and put a fraud claim on it.
Yes, ma'am. So what happens when you call your bank and file a dispute charge is that your bank does an investigation. During that investigation, they do call us, and we verify the email address, carolrcox97@g-mail.com, as well as the phone number 301-643-5125 and your mailing address. Yeah. We also verify with the tracking number that order was delivered. and we verify that you did agree to the terms and conditions, and it puts your account into a chargeback, which means your bank basically verifies the order or the charges, and they return the money back to us. Once the chargeback happens, we don't issue any kind of refund. So as a courtesy, like I said, we can issue a refund for the November charge, and we can give a 50% refund on the charge that happened in October.
What about the one on 1-1?
You were already refunded for the charge that happened on January. So we can issue the 50, we can issue the refund on the charge that happened in November and a 50% for the charge that happened in October.
Oh, okay. All right.
That takes 3 to 5 days to post with like a cancellation number.
Okay.
It's going to be C as in Charlie.
Uh-huh.
25-86-52-230.
C as in Charlie, 258-652-230.
That's correct.
And it's a cancellation?
That's correct.
And your name?
Morgan, M-O-R-G-A-N.
And you're with Pulse Oximeters?
That's correct.
And it'll take 3 to 5 days?
That's correct.
Okay. And I guarantee you that anybody I talk to that ever receives any kind of a survey from CVS or from you people, I will certainly tell them not to do it.
Yes, sir. Thanks for all the customer support. You have a great day.
You too. Thanks.
No worries.